Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. And today we have a lot to talk about, including some great pop culture stuff. But first, I am coming to you live from Austin, Texas, where it is extremely hot. And you know, for me to be saying that, it means it's very hot, since I have a very high heat tolerance, I would say. But
the thing about me is
it's quite toasty here. Even at like 10:30 p.m. last night, it was like 90 degrees. It's quite hot.
Yeah, you're in Texas in the midsummer.
Smack in the middle of the summer. But the air conditioning, people, they don't fuck around with the air conditioning here. It is freezing every single place you go. So I'm just like, it's, you don't really know. You don't know who you are.
Your temperature.
You don't know who you are. You know, that's the thing about me. Yes. But other than the temperature, the show last night was a great, Austin has a great energy. People were like out. They were ready to go. The audience was like there. It was a great, really, really fun show. We did some deal reveals. We did two dating app makeovers, brought people onto the stage. It was great. We went out after. Our friend Aram came to see the show.
Oh, yay.
And yeah, it was just, it's been a great time here so far.
How was going out after?
It was fun. We went out with Betches and Jared, and then Jared had a 5 a.m. flight, so he didn't stay too late.
I saw some of the Betches team got you guys a penis cake. Where was that from? I saw it this morning.
That's from Voodoo Donuts. That's the famous Austin donut place.
I walked into the green room, and Gary, who's our tour producer, was like, someone got you a present. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, that's so thoughtful.
Did you think it was Mike?
No, I didn't think it was Mike. So, and I opened it and it was a big penis and it said, do not fuck up tonight, which is very encouraging. And no, it was just great. Oh, we were staying in the same hotel. So we were at the pool all day. Me and Arisara and Maddie and Julia, and we hung out and then we went out after, and it's just, you know, it was a big bonding day.
That sounds really fun. That sounds very fun. I could tell there was bonding, and I was like a little jealous, frankly.
FOMO.
You know, FOMO.
You were jealous of the bonding? Well, now I'm just closer with people than you are.
Bonding is happening.
Honestly, I'm just jealous of bonding. Yeah, I'm FOMO from bonding.
I was messaging Jared or whatever about like, how was the show, blah, blah. And I was like, the penis cake was, he said, you killed it, Jordana. And he said that I said the penis donut was a nice touch. He goes, it was huge.
It was.
He was alarmed by the size.
Oh, he went right in. I didn't think he was going to. He got there. He went right into the penis. It's a little too sweet for me.
It's a donut.
It's a little too sweet.
Not enough yogurt.
They must have donuts that are not extreme. They have like umami donuts too, right?
That might be a bagel.
The whole time I thought it was a donut. I would be someone who would think that was a donut the whole time.
They have less sweet donuts if you just get like a plain donut. The donut itself, not the frosting. I actually enjoy that. I actually love the taste of that because it's like, I like that it's not so sweet. Yeah.
I had this other issue when I was by the pool yesterday, and tell me if you guys can relate. Well, I didn't feel like, you're outside, it's hot, and you want to like drink something by the pool, right? But I was like, I don't know if I want to start drinking now. And it's also like very hot and I have to do the show tonight. So I need to have like energy so I can't be like tired.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that, but then your only other option besides like water, which is very boring, is coffee. And so then I wind up drinking, and the only thing they have at this hotel is cold brew. So I wind up drinking like several cold brews, and then the entire night I'm like wired and shaking.
Oh my God. You could get a Diet Coke.
I guess. You'll it just doesn't Diet seem Coke. As fun.
That's crisp. Do you know and what fresh? I mean? What, you want some drugs in it? You need some chemicals like the caffeine, but there's caffeine in Diet Coke.
I know. It just doesn't seem very like special, like a special pool drink.
I know what you're talking about, but in a weird way, like Diet Coke has started to feel more special to me than iced coffee, because especially in a situation with like a pool, let's say, because with iced coffee, I know I just want to get straight to the point. I want like a good, nice, delicious milky iced coffee. But when I'm sitting by the pool, if I'm not going to have like a drink or even if I'm at dinner, I prefer to have a Diet Coke these days. It just feels like you're having an alcoholic beverage that has no alcohol. But it, I get the feeling that I am sitting down to a drink when I'm having a Diet Coke.
I feel like I'm equally poisoning myself with alcohol as Diet Coke. So it's
I'm not even considering that. I'm talking totally about the vibe of like.
I would say the vibe of Diet Coke is not quite as fun.
As iced coffee?
Well, as alcohol.
It's of course not quite as fun as alcohol. Yeah. But like, let's say I'm out to dinner and I'm like, I don't want to get a drink. If I get a Diet Coke, my satisfaction level is sort of the same as if I had an alcoholic beverage. Not even the taste, like
the activity.
No, I don't get vodka sodas with nothing in them. So I have very delicious alcoholic beverages. But like, it's more like the feeling of like drinking
the experience,
a fresh drink with your dinner or wherever.
I guess.
I just like the I can only drink like the first four sips of a Diet Coke. It really loses its satisfaction to me after the little sip cans. Five. Yeah, like the first
little cans
sip
are the best.
The best. That crisp shot of like aspartame is so good.
Diminishing then, marginal returns.
Very diminishing. It's very the peak is high and it goes down real quick. But I can never finish a can. But it's really because we have some Diet Cokes. We suburbs. We went to Costco, got a shit ton of Diet Cokes. We
the keep them ones? In our,
well, whatever they had, the regular size. No, what regular size?
Oh,
regular
wow. Like the Diet Coke. Like the 2 liters?
No, like a can.
Okay, I don't know.
Like the regular can.
What is a regular size?
A regular can size of Diet Coke. No, we're not a playing serving. Around with any different assortment sizes.
Now that you're in the suburbs, maybe you'll switch to the 2 liters. Who knows?
No. I don't like a bottle.
That gets
I'm talking about cans. Who drinks Diet Coke out of a bottle? Are you crazy?
No, you pour it over ice.
No. Oh, my God. Absolutely not.
Like, only if you're
Diet
at a party.
Diet Coke can only be served as a fountain beverage or a can. The bottle is, like, for pre-games in college.
Or if you order delivery and they send you a small 750-liter milliliter bottle.
I can't fuck around with that.
I don't
There's
like
no
those
crispness
bottles.
There's no crispness coming out of a bottle.
There is if you pour that over ice.
Nah. There's crispness if you put it over... Anything you put over ice has a crisp taste.
Okay, anyway.
But anyway...
I'm not done with my story.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's not even good.
Sorry. Oh, what's the rest of the story? I don't know where it was going.
So
it didn't
bad.
Seem that exciting.
Rusty won't share his Diet Coke with me. I'm like, oh, I only want four sips. He's like, you're not taking any of mine. And so I waste all this Diet Coke. That's really the whole story. Now the world is over.
Find out if Costco sells the little ones.
I want the little can. That's perfect for me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't really have much of another story, but I am going to a pool again today. With Ron.
You're so lucky.
And yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a little hot, but I'm excited to go for the wine today.
Do some dipping. I mean, not like tobacco. I mean, like dip in the pool. Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES. Should we talk about pop culture? Because there's a lot of good shit. Ridiculous
things. Last week was sparse, and this week there's a lot. To go over
a lot.
Okay, so Chloe and Tristan are confirmed to be having a baby via surrogate, And she said that this baby was conceived before she found out that he had fathered another child with another woman. So that is happening.
It was it was implanted, you mean?
That's how they happen.
It wasn't conceived in like a embryo they had sex conceived. When, okay.
And then it was implanted in the surrogate. So I'm assuming it was implanted
before then.
She's due next year?
No, now. I think I read. She's due imminently.
Oh, I thought she was due. Oh, no, that was someone else. So I was thinking.
She's due any day now, and it's a boy. And yeah, I was like looking at Amanda, I forget her last name, not skinny but fat.
Hirsch,
she said the baby is due in August or like any day now, could have been already born, meaning it was conceived in November. And that is before the news came out.
When was the news coming out?
It was November that it was conceived. And then the cheating scandal came out in December. Not the cheating, the other baby cheating scandal.
But she knew.
December.
No, but she was cheating before that. Wasn't that? She knew about other cheating before that, right? The baby thing was December.
The cheating that resulted in the baby is the thing she didn't know about. She knew that he had cheated in the past and she had forgiven and like they had quote unquote, she had like gotten over it. And that's why in the early episodes of this season on Hulu, they're like, they're working out together. And she's like, you guys never leave the family. Men never leave the family. And then like an episode later, it came out, must have been December, that he had not only cheated, but he had fathered another baby.
Mm-hmm.
So they had obviously conceived and like arranged the surrogate when Chloe thought that he was
on the show. Are they talking about the surrogate?
No.
Why not?
Probably because they wanted to keep it a secret.
No, but they did in the end of the old Kardashian show, the E! Show. They were like consulting people about lawyers about surrogacy and for another baby when they were still together.
But they didn't say that they had already done
No, there was no confirmation of somebody's pregnant on the show. No, that didn't happen because I assume like they wanted to announce it in some way. But that, you know, you must be so, can you believe like Tristan Thomas like did that? Ugh, drives me nuts. That's like a whole nother level.
Yeah, that must have been really annoying for her to find out that on top of knowing that they had already, it was like too late. They're already, I wonder if she would have done it anyway. I feel like she would have.
Well, I've said on the show that I think she was going to like planning to forgive him and do it anyway. So because she like just wants to have a couple, few kids with the same dad and, you know, move on. You know, none of her sisters are in the relationship with their baby daddies.
Part of me is like, it's another level, though. I do feel like she would have done it anyway, but it seemed like another level of sad that she would have done it anyway when he's having another baby simultaneously at the same time. Like,
I'm honestly not sure that he would have done it anyway. I don't think she would have done it anyway. I might be wrong. I don't know. I'm not positive that she would have, especially because it was like so raw. If she had just found out immediately, I don't think she would have been like, yeah, let's get this surgery.
Maybe she would have been like, let's wait a month. I don't know. The timing is very convenient. It's very convenient for like her not know. I kind of feel like she would have done it anyway.
They would have had to manipulate a lot of shit for her to have done it knowing.
I wouldn't put it past them though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either, but there's.
Or manipulate the timeline. It's like 1 month difference. Like maybe, like, do you know what I mean? The due date, they could be making up that the due date is like a month later than it is or something. Right. Like, that's not exactly set in stone.
We'll know that like when the baby comes, I think.
I could
assuming
just
they show the baby.
Sort of see it. She would have done it anyway. Or like it was just like, hey, you know, I don't fucking care. You had this kid anyway. My daughter now has a half sister. And what's
he has
another
other kids
one?
Already, right?
Well, I know, but you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying he does have other kids from before her, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe she would have done it anyway because the embryos were created prior. She would have been like, these are the embryos I have. These are my options. They're with him. I don't want to do that again. And maybe not get, you know, healthy embryos with another guy. And like, who would that guy even be? So I guess maybe she would have done it anyway.
Why is she having to be a surrogate? Is my other question.
Did she say? I don't think she said.
I think
I have some guesses.
To a doctor.
So do I.
I have guesses too, obviously body things, but I think on the show they made it seem like it was, or maybe that was Kim. I don't remember, but I remember on the show there was like a whole episode or two about her like going to through the surrogacy process, basically like explaining to the audience why she's gonna do it and why she's considering it.
Kim had bad pregnancies. That's why.
That's Kim, right. So there was a similar. I wonder if she's gonna have another one after this, because everyone in her family has like so many children, and like this is like girl boy, and like a lot of families that, you know, aren't celebrities might stop after that because, like, you know, whatever. But that's my question. Like, is she going to keep going with him?
I guess she doesn't care that everyone is judging her very intensely. She must not.
I really don't think it's fair to judge her for this. It's like she wants her family and she's just going to do it whatever way she wants.
I think you can judge her for whatever we want. Like, she's on TV. We could judge her. Maybe it's...
No, but you know what I mean? Like, out for more than Tristan.
Yeah,
like,
no one's judging her more than Tristan.
You know.
Of course. Yeah. Of course, he's like... He's very much the bad guy.
But at the same time, she doesn't give a shit, because she again wants her daughter to have a sibling with the same dad. I feel like that is...
Why are they so obsessed with that? What's the big deal to have a kids with different dads?
Maybe they have hang-ups around. All her children have different dads.
I have me and my siblings have different dads.
But you have three other siblings with the same dad. And though your older siblings have also the same.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but what's the difference? What is the appeal? The kids don't care. What's the difference?
So there's connection with the children.
There's connection through their mom. They have the same mom. That argument to me doesn't make... I don't understand why they would care so much that it's like, oh, let me continue to have kids with this man, even though he treats me terribly, just
but
so my kids can have the
with him.
Same...
It says she's but you're not still
having
with him.
Kids. You're saying the argument is like she'd be having kids with him, which to me is like you're
she
connecting
has
him
a kid with him.
I'm saying, but you're connecting him more to your life by having more kids with him.
But
you're,
he's already
you're extending
connected.
That.
He's already
you're
connected.
Every additional kid is more contact you need to have, is more connection, is more shared responsibility that you have with someone.
I actually think it's less, because it's like if you have it with a different guy. Let's say there's two
it makes
kids
it more
and
complicated.
Two fathers are different. It actually makes it more complicated, whereas like, oh, these
if you're
are-
not with the second guy. If you're with the second guy, then you're raising someone with someone, and then it's not complicated.
But then you're risking that.
Not.
Then she has to go, then she has to spend the time to find another person. How old is she?
38, 30 something, I think.
38. So there's your answer. Like what, she has to then go free.
She could use a sperm donor.
She probably doesn't
want to
use a sperm
donor. Why do that when you can have like hurt your children the same DNA and
I'm
be
just saying
bonded
the
same, in that
they
same
have
way.
The same DNA. They have the same, their mother's 100% DNA. Why is that
the same?
So I don't understand why it's necessary to have 100% the same DNA as someone. Like, what message is that sending?
I mean, I think it's just like, honestly, I just think sometimes people like want certain things for their families, and this is what she wants. She already had the embryos. That's the other thing. It's like, there's no timeline way that she could have done an embryo process with Tristan after she knew he cheated, which means she clearly had them before. And like, I get it. You're not like to go through all of that again with, and it's like, you already know this person and he is the father of your existing child. So I see there's like a bond in the children having the same parents, especially since they're the only two, like it's not like there's additional kids. And then also like, this is just my speculation, but like maybe they have their own feelings from their own childhood and like certain complications that came about with having their half siblings and like that we might not even be aware of. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's the least
surprising thing.
Surprising part that she like did it. I would be surprised if in 2 years she did it with him.
Well, she might do that again. We'll see. They'll see how many embryos they got. I don't know. I also think that she should have talked about it on the show if that's what she was doing.
Maybe she did and they edited it out.
I thought the show was supposed to be like a reality show.
Maybe they planned to talk about it.
Why not show it? Because it aired while the person was already pregnant. The baby was coming. Why not show it? Why would they edit it out?
Maybe the person doesn't want to be on the show.
Maybe they want
to create
a storyline.
Yeah, but you don't have to put the person on the show. You can still make the storyline. Just talk about it. Doesn't have to.
They probably
did. If it's truly reality about what's really going on.
It's not reality.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be. That's the whole idea.
What reality is real reality?
But that's how they're marketing it. So like to me, it's like there's an issue in their marketing.
That's like the term. So you have all reality.
I'm just saying, I think there's a weird thing around like, I'm going to show you what I want. I only want you to judge me based on the things that I'm showing you and not on the things that are actually happening.
all reality shows do that. Like, I've imagined that when Chloe was actually talking to her sisters about how Tristan cheated on her, that in reality, she was talking about the surrogate, and they probably just cut those things and moved them to, or didn't move them. They just cut that part out of the conversation. And then they're going to like bring that storyline later. Like, I really think they just story edited it rather than like, yeah, like that I think is more just a result of like how they decided to produce the show and like what order to put it in.
I think no reality TV is reality TV. I think we learned that early on in life with like The Hills when they like pulled back the green screen and we're like, none of this was real.
Big Brother like, is real.
It's a show. Like, we all know this is the contract that we've already signed watching it. Like, I know this is what you want to show me and I'm going to watch it anyway. Early days reality was really good, but like there was no real such thing anymore. And that's just it.
There's levels. There's levels of, I think obviously nothing is like purely real or purely not, but I definitely think there's levels of like something feeling authentic or not authentic, even in that realm. It's not all the same, like not real level. Selling Sunset is an extreme of like, this is very scripted. And then you have scripted. Like some shows which seem a lot more real. So I think like it does take away from that element of it, to me anyway. It
didn't surprise me.
I don't feel like the Kardashians ever have like really positioned themselves as an authentic reality show. Like, there's so many reality shows that do.
They don't even show Rob ever. They like ignore one of their siblings. Like, it's not. I think everybody like knows. There's no reality.
They know they're
Jersey
not
Shore
authentic.
Was like the most Jersey Shore season one was the most reality show I've ever watched. Ever.
Right.
Where no one was trying to like manipulate the storyline, like. That was, no one was trying to pretend like they were somewhere they're not. Like, that was epic. But then nothing really has done such a good job. That's why it was so shocking and good. But they know, Kardashians know people watch it anyway.
Yeah.
I think people are partly watching for the combination of the real and the fake. Like, I actually think that's not even in people's minds like a mark against them.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, it makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Speaking of reality shows, should we talk about Jen Shah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sammy, can you give like an overview? Is she going to jail? I was like confused reading the article whether she's definitely going to jail or not.
She hasn't been sentenced.
I'm actually not sure. She hasn't been sentenced. So she pleaded guilty. Which means okay. that she'll probably get a lesser sentence than she would have if she were found guilty. And we will know when she's sentenced.
But she faces time.
She's supposed to face like 10 years or something, right? As I think the plea was like 10 years versus like 30 years or something if she didn't do the plea.
Well, she'll probably try to get like mitigating circumstances. She'll be like, I have a son and I have a husband. I take care of my family. Like she will. I bet you she'll get
son
like
20
years.
How can she take care of her family? She doesn't have a job. She has to owe everyone $6 million in
restitution.
She'll
probably say I have to be out of jail to get that back. So I can build my reality show.
It's like, were you shocked when you saw that? Like, what was your reaction?
It's big 180.
I didn't have any. I was like, okay, yeah. Obviously what happened is like, she weighed the options. She was like, This evidence against me is clear and I will be better off if I plead guilty. So I wasn't, you know, it's funny. I was more shocked when she tried to lie for all that time about how she was innocent. I'm always like, I was less shocked.
Erica
when
Jane
she
is still
guilty.
Saying she's innocent.
Yeah. I mean, Erica Jane is a whole other.
Oh God.
Erica Jane didn't start the scam herself. Whereas Jen Shah did.
Different level.
Like, yeah,
maybe she thinks she'll be like Teresa Giudice.
She probably does.
I think she does that, but not if she has to go to jail for 10 years. Bravo's not going to wait. Bravo only waited for 1 year.
Well, also, that also wasn't really
Teresa
as much as it was
something.
As it was Joe.
Yeah.
So I think she was more forgivable.
Jen Shah perpetuated the fraud. Like, she is the mastermind of the fraud. Yeah.
I think Joe just didn't pay his taxes. He wasn't fully scamming people, right? Like, he wasn't.
He was just not
paying the government, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't scamming people. He was scamming the government. Right.
Right.
He was evading taxes. When I said shocked, like totally, I wasn't surprised.
I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting it. I was shocked
at like just the just 180. Like you said, Jordana, like just all of a sudden, you know, she kept going deny. And then all of a sudden she's like, and then like reading the transcript of like what she like admits to, like to the judge is just, it's shocking to see it because, you know, you've watched so many scenes of her saying, I'm innocent, bitch. Also hilarious is that Meredith Marks posted that like story about people are innocent until proven guilty. And like literally the same day or like the day before.
Hours before.
Maybe she did it on purpose.
Why?
For the press. For the press.
It would. Oh my. Yeah, but she looks dumb because she was the one who was.
She didn't know she was going to plead guilty.
Yeah.
Aren't they friends? Didn't she tell her? I feel like if you were going to plead guilty to a crime, I would be like, what are you going to do? Like, how are you feeling about your court? How are you feeling about your hearing tomorrow? What are you going to do? And you'd be like, I'm going to plead guilty.
Do you think they're that close? Do you think they're that close?
No, I don't think they're that close.
If she's posting that, why would she be posting that if they weren't close?
Because she's a cast member and all the housewives just post shit on their stories.
Well, then that's
like,
for press. And she got
maybe
the press she wanted.
Maybe she thought she wasn't going to plead guilty. Like, maybe that's what she thought the outcome was going to be. So that's why she like was in support of her friend on story. But like, friend went the other way.
They're clearly not that close. I think that's a good point. If she didn't know that she was going to plead guilty, they're clearly not actually that close, which makes it almost better for her that she did that because now people are talking about her.
Do you think people who are like getting sued for major crimes are like texting their friends about like how they're going to plead? Like,
no.
Like, aren't you not supposed to do that? I feel like you're not supposed to talk about the lawsuit.
I feel like you would do that.
Yeah. Hey, guys. No, I mean, if they're using the Signal app.
But here's the thing. I wouldn't.
Or we would like talk about it in person or on the phone.
Yeah,
we would walk.
Commit yeah, but like, crimes do you realize like
we,
this.
We have been running a business together for 11 years. I've known you for 25 years or 20. That's so true. Fucking long. Like, yeah, I would be more likely to tell you in person how I was pleading than Jen Shaw and Meredith Marks, who were like sworn enemies a month ago.
But I think that's different though. Like, I think that Jen Shaw has this like other persona to her, the one that's capable of committing this crime. So like, if she's also not telling Meredith that she is able to, you know, knowingly defrauding all these people, then I don't think that like her like evil persona is BFF with Meredith Marks. You know, I think her like innocent reality star persona is. And it's really crazy that she like says, you know, I knew these people were old and I knew I was selling them stuff of no value and I just knew all this stuff.
I think that's what she had to say when you plead guilty. I feel like that she like, I don't think she like wanted to say that, but they were like, in order to plead, you have to, yeah.
It's wild to hear that out of her mouth. And it's funny because also like, all the jokes from the season, two seasons of her, like dressing as this evil, like caricature, right? Like this Disney character, when in reality, she like is one.
Yeah. That's what's so frustrating about watching people like Jen Shaw, who like, you are so clearly guilty. And the fact that you're trying to maintain your innocence is painful to me to watch. That's what's shocking.
Right.
I agree. Should we talk about Armie Hammer?
Yeah. Can you tell me everything? I can't wait to talk about this. It's also like it went under the radar because of Chloe.
No, I don't think it really went under the radar. I think it was like unclear at first. So it didn't break. Like it broke as a rumor and then it sort of broke as a real story.
Right. So what happened? So tell the story.
Okay. So I think like a week or two ago, there was this flyer that was making rounds on social media saying that Armie Hammer was working like as a hotel concierge.
Yeah. And there was a photo too.
Right. Yeah. And then the hotel was like, okay, actually he's not on our staff. And like, it was published as a kind of like as a joke, even though he's wearing, it looks like he's wearing a uniform and working at the resort. But now there's a different source that says that he actually is selling timeshares at a hotel in the Cayman Islands because he's broke, and that everything else that's saying that he's not is inaccurate. And the quote is, he is working at the resort and selling timeshares. He is working at a cubicle, a source said, who called Variety this week explains. The reality is he's totally broke and is trying to fill the days and earn money to support his family.
I wonder if he's sober still.
This tweet is so funny. Karma's a bitch. Armie Hammer seen working as a timeshare salesman. No word on whether he's still accountable. Like, crazy shit.
I mean,
yeah, there's this picture of him selling it. Doesn't really look like him.
So he didn't inherit the money. I already like,
who's the source?
Was confused about that. So I think the first source was actually like a producer from the show Desus and Miro who saw him. And then, or someone they know saw him. That was the original rumor. And then it was confirmed that he...
Why this position? Like, why this job?
This makes me very concerned with the economy.
No, it's because... It's not the economy. It's that he doesn't have any jobs.
Skipping a jump away from selling timeshares.
No, Jordana, if you came out as accountable, maybe. Like, I don't think... I think it's because he...
This can't be the only job he can get. Him.
No one will hire
him. Doesn't he have money
no
to invest?
Hollywood. He probably spent it on like his debauchery.
Maybe he bought a lot of crypto. I could see him having bought a lot of crypto and then that's just not going well for him.
I could see that too.
A prospective buyer in the office says Armie was outlining a plan that would cost $2,020 per week, or as the Social Network star put it, only about $21,000 for 10 years of vacations. Like, this is his like pitch. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, he's really working at a hotel and it's called Moritz, Moritz, which is like not the Marriott, but I thought it was when I first read it. So apparently he doesn't have any money from his family is the Arm & Hammer family, but he's not on there, you know, he's not getting any of that. And then he lost all of his jobs because of the whole cannibal thing. And then he's living in the Cayman Islands because that's where his kids and his wife are. And he's trying to like, I don't know, be somewhat involved. But yeah, no, he's...
Oh.
And I imagine that like whatever...
Right, it was confirmed he was living there.
Spent a lot of money. I mean, no, what else would he do in the Cayman Islands?
Elizabeth left with their kids and he's just staying.
No, they're still there. I think they're still there.
He's from there. I think he grew up there, right? In the Cayman Islands or something?
Did he?
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's from there.
No.
Why would he be from there?
I don't think he's from
there.
Why
is anyone from anywhere?
Oh, he did grow up there.
Well, why? Yeah. Like, what did his parents do? How did he become an actor in the Cayman Islands?
I don't think he.
He was so good at Social Network.
There. Yeah. Okay.
He was great as the Winklevi.
He must have spent all of his money on stuff. Because if you have nothing and you're in all these huge movies and you have nothing and you have to actually go sell timeshares months after you lose your job, like, how does he have no money to live off of?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, his parents disowned him because he took up acting, but have since become supportive and proud of his work.
Okay, one second, though. Do you guys think, or do I think, that there's any possibility that this could be a publicity stunt? Like, it is really weird that this is happening, right? Like, what? That's what I was saying. Like, why this job?
Honestly, I was less weirded about the job than about the hotel. Like, that's the thing that's more confusing to me. No, but really, like, that's what's... It's not that weird to me. I believe that that no one wants to work with him and that he cannot get a role in Hollywood and that he has no money and that he needs to support himself and his family. Right. But I would think he would just like be a salesperson somewhere, like maybe a little bit more discreet.
Yeah.
Or like, that's what I mean. Like more.
Like the world is virtual now. Like you could be on the phone.
Right. It just feels very indiscreet. As a place for him.
He must have better, a better skill set than this. Sean was saying he thinks maybe it's like some PR stunt for some role he's going to play somewhere, which interesting. Right.
But he can't get any roles. He can't get any. No one wants
they, like,
to give
him a role. Edited
him
out of like the Nile movie.
What exactly was he accused of? Can you explain that?
Sexual assault. Various.
For various people. Okay.
And like various and also really, really. Gross
like stuff that like, resembles cannibalism.
But he didn't actually eat anyone, right?
That we know of.
It was rumored. It's not confirmed. It's very much like all these women
but
came out.
The assault
out,
was definitely...
where he assaulted women. Okay, he's creepy, right? There's ways to make money on the internet to make money
OnlyFans.
Off of your creepiness, like on OnlyFans, but maybe they won't have him.
Or... maybe it's just for him. He's like, okay, I want to make like an honest living. I don't want to be like doing more weird stuff. Like
no
I want to just
chance.
Maybe. I mean, why else would
he went to rehab?
Why else would he be doing? Maybe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he's like trying to turn his life around. Like, I just want to do like an honest day's work. OnlyFans is like a little creepy. Like maybe he's like, I want to be like, I don't want to be like exploiting myself for money. I want to just like get a job and be a normal person.
I respect
if
that.
That's the case, I respect it too.
If that's the case.
I mean, we just tore him apart for it, but also
I am most
respect.
Skeptical of that answer.
No, I don't even like, I don't even feel like tearing him apart, more just like it's confusing.
It's very funny.
And
it's very funny.
It's pretty random. It's pretty random. I don't think anyone had Armie Hammer popping up as selling timeshares in the
Caymans. I think it's true. It's like a real comedy. Like that's a punchline to a joke that like after cancellation or whatever, disgraced actor seen selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands. Like
this is a real cancellation though.
Is there anyone who comes forward and was like, Armie Hammer sold me a timeshare? Wouldn't there be someone who came forward and said that? This isn't like a confidential
practice. That's
why. Like,
that's
what's weird to me.
Skeptical of this whole thing.
Maybe he couldn't make any sales. Like, I was a headhunter for 6 weeks and I didn't head.
Maybe
one
he's trying
person.
To get people.
No,
to
you, even if you spoke to him, if I was at the Cayman Islands and I was thinking about buying a timeshare, and then I was speaking to Armie Hammer, I would immediately take pictures and text everyone I knew.
That's how it happened. That's
no,
how it
came
out.
No, the flyer.
That somebody...
No, but there's
no,
pictures
there were two
of him.
Things. There were
there's
two
pictures
things.
Of him selling.
The flyer was like, was a cover-up. The first thing was that somebody saw him and took a picture of him in the uniform. And then also the producer, like that I mentioned, the Deezus and Miro producer, they knew someone who texted them that Armie Hammer was selling the timeshares. So it really did come out that way. It just didn't... There's not like... an avalanche of people being like, he tried to sell me a timeshare.
Interesting. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah, like click the TMZ article. There's pictures of him. But I'm
change
still
your name. Why wouldn't
really
you be like
skeptical of the whole thing? He has like such like a like a haircut. Like it just looks very like non-Hollywood haircut. Like it's like a buzzy cut. You know what I mean?
Armie Hammer is so attractive. I think he's so hot. I would know.
I know.
And he's extremely tall too. So like he's physically someone you would remember seeing. Even if he was just a regular guy, I'd be like, the guy who just sold me this timeshare is so hot. You know,
he looks familiar.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's possible. It is possible that he's not that well known. He's not like Kim Kardashian level recognizable. He's not like a plus list where everyone would recognize him. It's not like Julia Roberts or George Clooney selling you a timeshare. So it's possible that like the few people who interacted with him maybe didn't really know who he was. But my question is like, does his name tag say Army? Like, is he, hi, I'm Army.
Maybe he's doing it on purpose to embarrass his family who probably disowned him again and clearly aren't giving him any money. And he's like, okay, well, like I'm going to publicly, this is going to be embarrassing for you for the family name. It'd be like, do you know what I mean?
So is it that or is it honest living?
No, I don't think it's honest living. Like there's no way. There's just no way that that's what it is. Unless it's like an exercise from rehab where you have to do this as a step, like, or it's a publicity stunt where he's trying to like get people to feel bad for him.
The phone number of the hotel is right on their website. Should we call?
I'm interested in booking a timeshare. I'm sure we wouldn't be the first, but
I would just say I'm interested in booking a suite this weekend.
No, but you're buying a timeshare.
Do you dare me to do it right now?
It's not just like a book.
Should we pitch in? How much is it? 21,000?
21,000 for 10 years of vacation.
I mean, guys, that could be our Betches retreat spot.
Like, I would go to the Cayman Islands. You're Sammy's calling them right now.
I'm calling. I'm calling.
It's a live show.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Army.
No, this is just the number on the website.
Army, this is Sammy.
Hi, Leonor. Could you tell me about your availability for next weekend, July 28th?
For timeshare.
For 3 nights for timeshare. A 2-bedroom
timeshare.
We're just trying to rent.
But interested in buying.
Where is she going with this? She clearly has a plan.
She does not have a plan.
She's waving us away. She clearly has a plan.
There's no plan. She's hoping Army makes up.
Do you have one bedroom?
What the fuck is she doing? God. Sammy's
going to expense this.
Let's check out where what goes on in the Cayman Islands.
I'm just also wondering, like, what's the nightly rate typically for, like, a 1-bedroom? Okay. It's not possible to book online, is it? Okay. Let me call you back. I just have to talk to my husband and see what is going on. But let me call you back. But thank you.
So did you speak to Army?
No. Army's not going to pick up the phone. I was trying to find out.
Why were you calling?
I wanted to see if they were available.
You should have asked, and like, I'm interested in buying a timeshare. Can I speak to your sales representative?
Maybe the hotel paid him to have this for their publicity because now they're going to get people wanting to book at the hotel.
They asked me, am I an owner already? They don't even let you book like online.
All right.
It's $264 a night. I think we could.
I don't think we're ready to open a private investigatory services web for the three of us. Betches private investigation.
We would just go on vacation.
That was ill planned.
We would just go on vacation.
Sammy's just inquiring.
Sammy's the Neve Shulman of this group.
I mean, I could call back. Well, now that I've established trust with the woman, she thinks I'm really interested. So I might be like, well, what does it actually cost? What does it actually cost?
You're a scammer. Okay.
She, like, if I call, hi, can I talk to the timeshare people? She would obviously know that this was like, they're aware
right.
of this news. Right.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let's talk about the Lea Michele replacing Beanie Feldstein in Funny Girl. I feel like I never hear about Broadway casting news until now. Why is this such a big deal?
Because it's the two of them. And also there was a lot of drama around. So I also wasn't like totally up on the nuances of this, but apparently Beanie got cast in Funny Girl. Apparently some of her family members were like angel investors in the show being put on. So she was cast as the main person, which is like a really, apparently, if you know show tunes, which I don't in this case, it's a really difficult singing role. So you have to be like really good and like living up to Barbra Streisand's performance in Funny Girl is like, people take it very seriously. Broadway people are
I mean, it's Broadway.
You can't have someone.
It's not like a little.
At the same time, Lea Michele has stated in the past that this is her dream role. And she feels that when Beanie was casted, she was like snubbed for it. Like she why wasn't she chosen?
Well, I think people didn't want to hire Lea Michele because there were like allegations that she had said some, I think, racist things. Yeah. And had been like toxic on set. But so Beanie gets the role and she was apparently really not good at the role. Like people,
she didn't get good
reviews. The tickets weren't selling. She does, but she doesn't have. This is apparently just a very difficult singing role that like you need to be able to like belt like Idina Menzel in Defying Gravity, you know.
Lea Michele has been on Broadway, right?
Yeah, she has a great voice.
Yeah. She was in Les Mis, I think, when she was a kid.
And she
played
was
young
in
Cosette.
And Spring Awakening.
Spring Awakening. That was her big famous one.
Is that a singing role?
I think so.
Where she was
partly
discovered. Pre Glee.
So yeah, do they have beef with each other?
I don't know if they have beef with each other, but it was the beef is that, okay, essentially, so she got really bad reviews. She started missing a lot of performances and she would just basically kind of like be skipping them. And that's not cool on Broadway. So then her understudy started performing like in her place. And then the reputation for the understudy, whose name is Julie Benko, I think, everyone was saying how amazing she was and how basically people started buying tickets for her shows and not Beanie Feldstein shows. And essentially, Beanie was supposed to stop in September, but she then wrote a notes app thing that she was stopping like sooner. It was very controversial because it was like, was she forced out?
She said there was like creative
did
differences.
Did she really want to leave
between her and production?
And where they want to take the show. Yeah, her character.
Apparently, it was a very dramatic, lots of screaming, you know.
I would watch a Broadway show about
scene.
This.
Yeah, like in America's well, Sweethearts, the backstory. Yeah,
yeah. People were literally like, there were so many funny tweets about it. It became like that conversation on Twitter. And people were like, I would watch Brian Murphy needs to do a season about.
Because Jane Lynch also is leaving.
A funny,
right?
Yeah, I think so. She's also being replaced. So basically, Lea Michele is taking over the role. They took a minute to announce that. Right. So in that time, everyone was like speculating and was saying like, oh, Lea Michele's going to take the part.
Of course.
And also they have the same agent.
That's awkward.
Oh, yes.
Beanie and Lea. Yeah. The thing is though, Lea does have an insane voice. Like whether or not she is a terrible person to work with, like she or person in general, she really like has a good voice. So like for this role,
Here's the other thing.
You know, I think wouldn't you want to go to a show and like hear somebody who can sing in a role where somebody is singing?
Right. But in theory, they could have just put the understudy in. I'm not against Lea Michele getting the role. I'm not that invested in this, but like, I think people were going for the understudy. Yeah.
They have the understudy in a different part.
Cause she's like, this is the main role. Like, this is the role you want to
be. I'm sure she'll get
a great practiced it. She knows this role
somewhere else.
I'm sure she will, but she...
This is making me want to go see it.
This is great press.
I mean, now I know her name and I didn't know her name before, so...
I do think that the Feldsteins of like Beanie Feldstein and Jonah Hill, the family is very rich and very well connected, and that is a big reason that they are famous and successful. So in that line, it's kind of like, yeah, you shouldn't have really gotten the role just because your family paid to like put it on. I'm pretty sure that Jonah Hill got famous because he was friends with like Dustin Hoffman's son or something, and that they got him put into some show or movie, and like that was the launch of his career. So like, Superbad? I would say, was that the first movie he was in? I don't even know. Maybe. But he was like, he's very well, he went to like school with like a lot of famous people's children or something like that. Like his family is rich and connected. And I would give them a very low score on the self-made scale from last week.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're like a 9.
No, the 9 is good. No, it's like very self-made.
There are 2. There are 2.
Yes.
Right. So they're like a 2 or a 3.
Yes.
Holy shit. Okay, so the first night that Lea Michele comes on is September 6th, and I'm looking at tickets. Jeez, they're expensive. I mean, I guess mezzanine center start from $479, so that's not so bad, but there's tickets for $2,200, $1,000, $1,600.
Wow. Is Funny Girl the new Hamilton?
Well, I don't know.
It might be now. Well, no, because it's like a remake.
I mean, great press for the show. I've never seen anyone post about any Broadway shows like
should
ever.
I go
until this week?
Oh my God. Fees are $145. Fuck that. Ugh.
I would go and see the understudy. I'm interested in that.
Sammy's such a huge fan of the understudy that she keeps calling her the understudy.
Her name is Julie Pecco. No, I know her name, but like...
Understudy is performing. It says understudy will be playing Fanny Bryce for... Her name is Julie Pecco. August 1st through September 4th. So she's on it for a month, about. And Beanie Feldstein is July 31st is her last one. And Jane Lynch's final performance as Mrs. Rosie Bryce will be September 4th. And she's being replaced by someone called Tova Feldsha.
I think she's kind of famous too.
Oh yeah,
she's
very famous. I see her.
She looks like someone I know from movies or something, but I don't actually know. Like, I didn't know her name.
Her name is very memorable. So I only know her name. I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah, anyway, maybe someone will give us tickets to Funny Girl and we can go and decide. We can see all 3 of them and decide who's best.
We'll tell you. Oh, Aileen, we didn't talk about Succession winning 25 Emmy nominations.
I mean, what else is there to say?
You know who didn't get nominated? You know, every actor was like nominated except for the eldest son.
Jeremy Strong?
Kendall? Oh, Connor.
Exactly. No one remembered even Connor. He wasn't nominated, but... could have.
I don't think his acting.
Yeah, but
like,
there's so many people that were like nominated for other roles that like
Cousin Greg nominated.
Then. Like what?
Yeah, he was nominated. Jerry? I don't know why Cousin Greg was nominated. He's just like sort of like playing.
He was a him. Great.
Oh, no,
Nicholas Braun is starting to annoy me.
He's annoying. Yeah, he was so good in like the first season. He went Pam
he got
on
too
us.
Big.
Yeah, he went too Pam on us.
Yeah,
he was so subtle in the first season, and he was like so funny. And then his got too...
The fame got to his head.
Cool. He's too cool on Instagram. I hate it. He thinks he's legit. There was
he was on a date
shit.
With 2 women.
There was yes. The there was time. There was this article that was like about how he's like the most eligible bachelor at all.
He needs to go sell some timeshares in the Cayman Islands. Learn who he really is.
Humble yourself.
No, but you know who needs to win it is Mr. Darcy. Tom.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say Jeremy.
Yeah, he's like the...
No,
I think he's the best character, best acting
on the whole
show.
They're supporting actor. They're supporting actors. Jeremy Strong and Logan are in main actors. So I think it's going to sweep.
Okay. I guess we'll see.
What about Sydney Sweeney getting 2? Love her. Did you see the video when she called her mom to tell her? And she's like, oh,
I think I watched it on mute though, so I couldn't. I didn't feel the emotions.
Oh well, the non mute part was
sweet.
What made it nice, you know?
I think she like for Euphoria. I mean, hands down. I'm not so sure about White Lotus. Like, she was good, But like, that's what I was saying. Like Connor, Connor was really, he delivers.
He wasn't better than her in White Lotus.
So
he doesn't have that many lines though.
Yes, he did in the last two seasons.
Yeah. I guess you would know. You watch it like six times.
6 times a year.
You would know more than me. Guys, I think we should end the show every week now by choosing an actor or someone, celebrity, to send to Hollywood purgatory in the Cayman Islands to sell timeshares until they learn their lesson.
Okay.
Should we send Beanie Feldstein or Nicholas Braun this week?
Nicholas Braun.
Well, what did Nicholas Braun like do that
he was nominated?
So Sammy's voting Beanie? Are you?
I don't think it's
Tristan Thompson.
I'm voting Tristan Thompson.
Thompson.
Okay, fine.
Or Jen Shaw.
No, Jen Shaw goes to go to jail.
Jen Shaw.
No, she's going to jail. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
she's going
that.
To jail.
We're not talking about like okay. crime.
Tristan Thompson
here.
Is getting sent to Hollywood Purgatory in the Cayman Islands to sell timeshares with Armie Hammer. That would be a great show, like a show about the resort, and then it's like a revolving door of shamed, canceled
Big
celebrities.
Brother. Here's what's interesting about this. This is the only real cancellation. Like, no other person who was, quote, canceled has ended up in that type of position.
That's why it makes me, I'm skeptical. Just one more thing. Speaking of reality shows that have started filming that are going to be epic, Sonia and Luann started filming. They're like, Simple Life. They're doing a version of Simple Life with the two of them. Now they're filming it right now. They just landed
where?
In like some state.
The Cayman Islands. And,
in the Cayman
and they started filming. Yes, the show is happening.
Oh, wow. When does that come out?
Wow.
When they're done filming and editing.
That's going to be great.
You know what's interesting? Ramona and Sonia would have been better for that a few years ago. But
no,
now,
I think, yeah, Luann is definitely better because she's... Less yeah. of just a...
She's just, yeah, out of touch, but she's not like... She's still kind of likable sometimes.
Yeah, way
she's
less
not
of
an awful human being. Anyway, that is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
Follow me at Sammy.
And you can follow me at Jordana Abraham. Make sure you rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify. We will speak to you next week on the At Betches podcast. If you guys have nominations for who should get sent to Hollywood Purgatory in the Cayman Islands selling timeshares... DM us or, you know, email, write in the reviews.
Come to the U Up show in New York City if you are in New York.
If you're in New York, come to the show. Aileen and Sammy will be there and you can August 10th. You can say hi and tell them in person who you want to send to Hollywood Purgatory in the Cayman Islands to sell timeshares with Armie Hammer.
Just not us, please.
It's just not us.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.